Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
One thing I'd like to request, Serena, or for anybody else there that has some time, I need this slideshow about the Book of Life translated into Chinese at some stage.
Yeah, I can do it.
You sure you have time for
Yeah, this is very important.
That would be really nice, actually. And a lot of it's just verses, but there's a little bit of commentary, of course. Okay, if you could do that, that'd be fine. Thank you. Okay, so let's just continue on what Moses is saying regarding his prayer to the Lord.
然后我们现在继续把这个摩西对神所做的祷告哈，再继续把它讲完。
Now, just remember when Moses is praying and he's saying, if you're going to kill the people, then basically, kill me too. Take my name out of the book of life and finish off my spiritual life right now.
摩西的祷告基本上是在跟神说，如果你要杀了所有这些人哈，当然我也会被杀的情况下呢，也。千万一定要把我的名字也跟着那些人一起从生命册里面除名。
Yeah, because as we go through these verses, we understand that the name in the book of life, if your name stays in the book of life, right through until the evaluation throne, then this means that you're going to receive your rewards. This means you achieved your purpose in life.
就是当我们到了天上，在耶稣面前前。耶稣前面前的评估宝座前呢，如果我们的名字还留名在生命册里头，那这个评估宝座就会评估我们在这个属灵生命上的成就，而给我们不同的这个奖赏。那如果摩西这么伟大的信徒他都被除名了的话，他就没有机会得到奖赏。
The Bible doesn't really say this, but it's possible that he's feeling guilty. On one hand, he doesn't want the Jewish people to be wiped out or to be blotted out from the book of life. But perhaps he's also feeling guilty that he's failed in his mission. Maybe he failed because all of the people that he's responsible for, they failed. And often this can make a leader feel that he's failed as well.
而这个摩西会有这样的说法呢，他除了为他们的这些子民觉得很难过，他们全部都要被除名之外，很有可能他也同时作为一个以色列这个整个群众的领导人呢、哦，他觉得他是大大的失败，因为他的所有的跟他一起出来的人没有达成使命，所以他的这种罪恶感其实是非常强烈了。
Yeah, and that's just speculation, a possible application as well, a possible interpretation, but you have to be careful. I'm not saying that the Bible is saying that, but it's possible.
而但是神这个圣经并没有去解释或描述这些背后，就是摩西他在做这个祷告背后的一些思维，但是我们是可以想象这是可能的一个状态。
But one thing we can be sure of is that Moses was not saying, blot me out of the book in order that I go to the lake of fire.
摩西呢，同时我们要理解他并没有说，他的名字被除名，他就会进到火湖哦。
And the reason I say that is because some people think that if your name is taken out of the book of life, if it's blotted out of the book of life, then you go to the lake of fire.
因为为什么听要这样讲呢？是因为很多人以为，当他的名字从生命册上除名之后，他就是将来会去火湖了。
Yeah, and the reason they think that is because that everybody has their name in the book of life from the moment you're born. This is what they think. If your name is in the book of life when you're born, for every person, and then if you're an unbeliever, then your name is blotted out. But if you're a believer, the name stays in the book.
You mean this is right thinking or not?
No, this is wrong thinking.
Oh, okay. 好，那因为呢，有很多人都误以为，好，他们出生之后，他们的名字就是会记录在生命册里了。那如果被拿除名了，就是进到火湖，然后如果名字还留在上面的，就可以进天堂。但是这不是一个对的想法。
Yeah, and that concept is quite popular in seminaries, and it's taught in a lot of churches, but that concept does not fit with the Bible. It does not fit with the verses.
而且这种错误的想法在其实还蛮流行的，尤其是很多的教会都有这样错误的教导。这个并不是圣经的教导。
Yeah, and in this case, if Moses was saying, "Blot me out of your book," and you know, we're talking about the book of life, then according to these people, Moses would be saying, "Send me to the lake of fire."
因为如果摩西这样说把我这个从生命册除名的话，按照那些人的逻辑，摩西就是会被送到火湖去烧死了。
Now I had to bring up the example, and I did this last week. Remember, Paul talks about this in Romans 9 verses 1-3. And Paul does say, you can make me cursed or make me be separated from Jesus Christ forever if my Jewish people, my Jewish brethren, my brothers could be saved.
我们上次也有讲到这个保罗在罗马书九章一到三节提到说哈，如果他的这些兄弟姐妹可以得到救恩，就算我的生命得到被诅咒的话，我都愿意。这是保罗说的。
Yeah, but Paul is talking about having the Jewish people saved and saying, I will offer up my life, my eternal life, and spend eternity in the lake of fire if these people could be saved. That's very different from what Moses is saying.
所以其实保罗在说的是说，如果我去了火湖被烧死，永远在火湖里就不断的被烧，这个可以换得我所有的兄弟姐妹他们得救的话，他也愿意。所以保罗在那说的这一段话，其实跟摩西在跟神所求的是很不一样的。
Yeah, see, Moses is basically saying, God, if you're going to blot out the names of these people, of these Jewish people, which means they die the sin unto death. Remember, we had the sin unto death in 1 John 5:16. If God is going to do that, then Moses is saying, I don't want my rewards. I don't need my rewards. You can take me now as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got that? It's a bit of a long concept. But see, what Moses is saying is that if God is going to destroy the Jewish people, he's going to blot out their names, and this is the sin unto death, then take me as well. I don't need to live anymore. I don't need to get those rewards.
好，所以摩西他基本上他的祷告的真正的概念是说，如果呢神要处罚他的这些子民的话，他情愿认罪去而死，也不会愿意再去接受神要给他的荣耀的冠冕这些奖赏。
Again, Paul is, he's giving his eternal life that people will be saved, but Moses is just trying to bargain for these people to have their lives continued, that they can have a second chance in the spiritual life.
保罗所要换的是让这些他的兄弟姐妹得救，弟兄姐妹得救，而他愿意进到火湖被烧。而摩西呢，是要他情愿，这个，如果他的这些子民呢，没有办法继续生活得到属灵生命的成长的第二次机会的话，他情愿他也不要得到天堂的冠冕的荣耀。两个人的提出来跟神所要讨价还价的内容是很不一样的。
Now they're both making great sacrifices, but Paul's sacrifice is much, much greater than Moses.
所以他们两位就是保罗跟这个摩西呢，都是愿意这个有很大的牺牲，但是你可以看到保罗愿意的牺牲是更大的。
And it mentions from the beginning of that verse in Romans chapter 9 that Paul says, I'm not lying, the Holy Spirit is my witness.
而且呢保罗还说呢，我不是在欺骗我不是说假话，因为会有圣灵作证。
Yeah, and that's a great example of unconditional love for his fellow people, for fellow humans.
这是一个非常非常好的一个例子，就是他保罗他的那种没有任何条件的爱他无条件的爱的一个很好的一个例子。
Most people when they get a test of love, do you love your fellow person? You know, maybe they have a beggar on the street. Are you going to give them even 50 baht or give them 5 yuan or 50 Taiwan dollars? Are you going to do that?And most people say no. Well, Paul is willing to give up his salvation.
有很多人在这个看到路上的一些无家可归的人，他连愿五块钱要给出去的这个爱都没有，他都说不要。而保罗他却愿意放下他的救恩来救其他的弟兄姐妹。
Paul says, I would be separated from Christ for these people's salvation.
所以保罗是基本上为了让这些人可以得到救恩，他愿意放弃他的救赎。
Okay, now of course that's impossible because once you've believed in Jesus Christ, there is no way, there's nothing even God can do to send you to the lake of fire that goes against his character.
你要知道呢，不管他们怎么说，我们的神，公义信实的神，他是不可能放掉他任何一个这么好的一个信徒的。
Yeah, even God himself, he cannot change his mind and say, well, okay, Paul, you can go to the lake of fire. God cannot do that.
而且神他是不可能改变主意说哦，保罗你好你去你可以去火湖里被烧死，这个不是，这神不可能做这样的事，他没有这个能力做这样的事，他是绝对的信实公义的。
Okay, you know, that's all we have time for now.
好，我们今天只能讲到这边了。
So Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message you gave to us today.
感谢天父今天给我们的讯息。
We pray that as we focus on the message, we can have a greater understanding about the purpose of your book of life.
经过今天的学习，我们可以理解对生命册的所有的心意。
And that we be motivated to continue on in the spiritual life.
而我们让我们有更强的动机，要在属灵生命上成长。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
做的祷告，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.